First, the Gemara gives a source in Gerushin, the Shilach v'Shilcha. The Gemara learns the Yotze v'Hoysa, Kiddushin from Gerushin, that Shlichus works by Kiddushin as well. Hafarshas Truma is the third area that the Gemara tries to learn Shlichus, and it derives it from a Pasuk, Atem Gam Atem. The Pasuk says, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, Truma Sashem. So we learn from Gam Atem the Ribui, the Rabbas Sashliach. And then the Gemara tries to figure out, where is the Mokka for Shlichus by Kotchim? There's also a din of Shlichus by Kotchim. Where is that Mokka? So let's pick it up from the Daf Aleph on the Beis. V'hadit na chabura she'ava tischa v'amru le'echad. Seyu bakeh she'shchot aleinu. Let's say a chabura lost the Karban Pesach, and they want to shecht the Pesach. If someone finds the animal, they want the animal to be shechted for them. People are nimnim on the Pesach. People have to be counted as part of the Karban Pesach. They decide to join together with a chabura. Doesn't have to be necessarily from one family. It could be from any people. So the Mishnah talks about the case where the chabura lost the Pesach. So they tell one individual, you go, you run after the Pesach. They see the Pesach is running away. So they say, you run after the Korban Pesach and you shecht for us. So he found the Korban Pesach and shechted on behalf of all the Bnei Chabura. And then they found a different carbon, and they shechted. Why did they shecht? Because they didn't know that he was going to shecht for them. They say initially that, you know, run after the animal and shecht for us. The halacha is that if he shechts for them, then taka it's chal. But they went and they shechted for themselves. It says the Mishnah, im shelo nishchad rishon, hu ochel mishelo v'hem ochlim imo. If his carbon, if his behemoth was shechted first, then it counts for all of them, because they were nimna on his carbon Pesach. They made him a shliach to shecht the Korban Pesach, then his shechita is going to count for all of them. But if not, if they shechted their own Korban first, then the Korban that the other one shechts, that's for that guy. That guy has his own Korban Pesach. He wasn't nimna with their Korban. But if their Korban was shechted first, then they are no longer part of his Korban. That's like a bitl ashlichus. They umavatel their chelek, their minui, together with his Korban. So then they have their own Korban Pesach, and he has his Korban Pesach. Minolan fragt the Gemara, how do you know that they can make him a shliach to shecht the Korban Pesach for them? If you want to say, we'll learn shlichus Korban Pesach, shlichus Kotchim in general from Gerushin and Kiddushin and Afrashas Truma, those are only choleid so Kotchim. Kotchim is much more kaddish, certainly than given to Kiddushin, and even it's more kaddish than Truma. So how do you know that shlichus can work even by Kotchim? Maybe only by a davar kal shlichus can work, but not by kotchim. Afgalei mid Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha has a mokam. The Amr Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, Menayin shishlichus shalom kemoso, Shenemar v'shachdu also, Kol kahal adas Yisrael beinu adboyim, Kol hakol shkulon shalotim v'aloin ha-shochet ala echad, al mikan shishlichus shalom kemoso. This is the classical mokam for shlichus shalom kemoso. Not even Gerishin and Kiddushin, Afrashas Truma, Kotchin, Shchitas Korban Pesach. This is the mokam that's quoted. I think Rashi and Parshas Bo quotes this mokam. That's the real mokam that Shluchos Shalom Kemoso, because it's the most chomer, meaning we couldn't have learned from other things. The Gemara later is going to say that certain of the four could be derived from the others, but this mokam of Shlichus by Kotchim is a very strong mokam. So that's what's quoted in the Mefarshim and Chumash. So once you have this mokah, so what do you need everything else? No, kotchim is different. Even though it's the most chomest, the most kadosh, but most of the maisim of a korban are done al yidei shaliach. What does that mean? That means that the kohen does the maisim of the korban. Shchita is ksheir bezad. The Yisrael could do the shchita, but he can't do halacha and the Kabbalah and the Zrika, all the other avodas ha-karban he can't do. The kohen has to do it. So kotchim is different, since most activities, most maisim related to the karban have to be done through a shliach anyway. So you think, oh, that's the parsha where you can have shlichus even on the shchita, even though the Yisrael could do the shchita, but shlichus could work on the shchita. But in other areas of halacha, which are not rov masayin through a shliach, so you think maybe shlichus doesn't work. So that's why you can't learn from kotchim by itself. Okay, we'll see later. Maybe you could learn from Kotchim and one other, but from Kotchim by itself you can't, because Kotchim is somehow different. This is the Gemara. So it seems as though the Gemara is telling us two things, that First of all, there's a halacha that shchitas kodshim, shchitas korban pesach requires bialim, requires the maisa bialim, and shlucho shalom kemosa. Since it says v'shachetuv also kol kahal adas yisrael, kol kahal adas yisrael can't be shechting one korban pesach. It must be that one is shechting on behalf of another. So, but there are two things that we see from this drasha. First of all, that you need maisa bialim in the shchita of korban pesach and kodshim. And secondly, that shlichus works in place of the ma'aseh b'ayilim. The question is that really true? Do you really need ma'aseh b'ayilim? Do you need ma'aseh b'ayilim in the shechita of Karban Pesach and Kodshim? What does this halacha mean that you need ma'aseh b'ayilim? How absolutely necessary is it? Is it ma'akev in the din of Kodshim or not? So this question came to a head in a somewhat different context. Some of the Achronim have a kasha based on this gemara. The Gemara in Chulin says that not only can Yisrael bring a carbon, but even a goy, an akum, can be noted and noted a carbon as well. This is derived from the Pasuk in Parashas Emor. Ish ish. Ish ish, mi beis Yisrael, mi nager bi Yisrael, ashe akrivu karbonu. Ish ish, why ish ish? They say ish, mi beis Yisrael, why have ish ish? So the Gemara in Chulin says it comes to be marbe a goy, that a goy can be noder v'noder a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash as well. He can bring a carbon ola. He can't bring all carbons. He can't bring a carbon shlava, but he can bring a carbon ola. Ish ish, a riboy to be marbe even goy, that goy can bring a carbon. So fact pnei Yeshua and other achronim, ein shlichos legoy, atem gam atem, ma'atem b'nei b'yosef, shilachem b'nei b'yosef. We're going to have a drasha and a few lines, ma'atem b'nei b'yosef, shilachem b'nei b'yosef, that shlichos is only for Yisrael. There's no parasha of shlichos by goy. So how can a guy bring a carbon? If shchita sakarbon has to be done by the bailim or a shliach, but the shliach is in place of the bailim, but it sounds like you need a maisa ha bailim in the shchita sakotchin. So how can a guy be noda v'noda v'karbon olam? The guy can't do the maisa shchita. He can't come into the azar. The shchita has to be in the azar. So he can't be in the azar. He can't do the shchita himself. He'll do it to a shliach. There's no shlichus for a guy. If there's no shlichus for a guy, how can the guy bring a carbon? That's the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua is. All built on the fact that there are two assumptions here, that you need a maisa habaylim in the shchitas kodshin, and that shlichus can take the place of that maisa habaylim. So if you need the maisa habaylim, and the guy can't do the maisa shchita anyway, because he can't be in the mokum where the shchita has to take place, and he doesn't have the concept of shlichus either, Atem gam atem ma'atem b'nei b'yosef shluchem b'nei b'yosef. So how can a guy bring a carbon? So the Chasam Sofer has a very interesting answer to this question. Before we get to the Pnei Yeshua's answers, Chasam Sofer wants to suggest that maybe this halacha that you need bailim by shchitas kodshim, it's only a mitzvah lechatchila. That's what I meant when I asked in the beginning, what kind of a halacha is this? Do you really need Maisa Bailam Nashita? Right? There are two assumptions. You need Maisa Bailam Nashita, and Shlichas can take the place of the Maisa Bailam. Do you really need Maisa Bailam? So come to Chasam Sofer and says, based on the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, that apparently this halach is a din lechatchila. It's not ma'akev b'diyeh. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to have Maisa Bailam. But if you don't have Maisa Bailam, the carbon is still kosher. So the carbon is still kosher. That's how we can explain that the guy can bring a carbon. Right, the guy can bring a carbon. Someone else, the Yisrael, is going to shech for him. There's no Maisa Bailam. But the Evid, it's not Ma'akev. But the Evid, Maisa Bailam and Shechita is not necessary. Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, the halacha that guy can bring a carbon proves that this din, that you need Maisa Bailam for the Shechita of Kodshim, is not that you need that it's Ma'akev, it's that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to have Maisa Bailam. It's not Ma'akev, but the Evid, it's kosher. Because it's kosher b'diavad, that's how the guy can bring the carbon. Because he'll bring the carbon without doing the ma'aser shchita. And the person who does it for him is not a shliach, because there is no shlichus for a guy. And he says, Moshe lakach from Mila. We know there's a mitzvah on a father to do a bris Mila for his child. Maybe we'll get to some of those sugyas in June. Those who'll be zoche to stay for the June's man shiurim. We'll have shiur. We'll talk about exactly what the schedule is going to be. But maybe we'll do some of those sugyas. Very lebedika. Beautiful sugyas at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin. So a father is mitzuvah, it was mitzuvah to give a bris mila to his son. By Yom Avram as Yitzchak b'no ben Shmonas Yomim, right? Avram was mal, his son Yitzchak, that's the mokar. Kashetziva also Elokim, that the father is mitzuvah to give a bris mila to his son. What happens if a father doesn't know how to do the bris? So can he be yotzi the mitzvah? So someone has suggested yes, through shlichus, shlucho shalom kemo. So he appoints the moel to do the bris milah on his behalf, and he's yotzi the mitzvah through shlichus. What happens if a person grabs the tinok? The father did not appoint him. He grabs the tinok. He does the bris. He wanted to do the bris. A chosh of a family. He wants to do the bris on his child. So he does it without the father appointing him. So if you say that there's a din of shlichus, that there's this mitzvah on the father to do the bris, and there's a din of shlichus, now this person did the bris milah without shlichus. So what's the din? What happens? So it says the Chasam Sofer, avada the bris milah is kosher. Bris milah was kosher, even if it was done not by the father and not with shlichus. What's the problem? So he says, you see that even where there's a mitzvah lechatchila for someone to do a bris, for someone to do a maisa mitzvah, and shlichus would help, right? Again, there are a lot of assumptions. The Chasam Sofer is saying that when someone else does the bris milah for the father, he's a shliach of the father. So in such a case, there's a mitzvah lechatchila for the father to do the bris himself, and shlichus would work to associate that mitzvah of bris milah to the father. Nevertheless, if someone else, the third party, grabbed the mitzvah and did the mitzvah without shlichus, the mitzvah is still kosher, b'di'eved. L'chatchila, the father should have done it himself, but the mitzvah still is kosher, says the Chasam Sofer. I think this is a precedent. This is a paradigm to teach me that even where there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to have a ma'isa b'ayilam, on a ma'isa mitzvah, if it's not done with the ma'isa b'ayilam, it's still kosher. So that's the way that a guy can bring a carbon. He can bring a carbon because even though there's a mitzvah l'chatchila for the b'ayilam to do the ma'isa shchita on the carbon, but it's not ma'akev v'di'evet. So when the Yisrael does the ma'isa shchita, he's not doing it on behalf of the guy, but the carbon is still going to be kosher. That's the Chasam Sofer's riot, his murder key. So that this idea that you thought that there's this halacha that you need ma'isa b'ayilam on shchita's kodshim, and that's why the Gemara gets cracking to see whether there's shulcha shalom kemosa, that's a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila, it's necessary to have ma'isa b'ayilam in the shchita, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. Still learn shlichus, because for that mitzvah l'chatchila, shlichus is going to help me. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet, but it's not absolutely necessary. Yes?
It's a very difficult riot, because the Gemara itself learns out from a pasuk that if the father doesn't do it, that all of Klai Yisrael has a chiyah to do it.
Balik.
Nothing to do with shlichus.
Balik. Exactly. I was going to point that out myself. Very, very good. Now, the riot of the Chasam Sofer is very difficult, because the Gemara, as we'll see, Mitzvah Shem and Junzman, just whetting your appetite. Right, the Gemara has different makaros. There actually are three types of people who are mitzvah in the mitzvah milah. The father is mitzvah, and then if the father doesn't do the bris, so he's not there. So then bezdin, which really means that kol yisrael is mitzvah to give bris, to give the bris to this child. And if no one gives him a bris, then you know when he becomes a gadol, he's mitzvah to see to it that he himself gets a bris. So there's three people, three types of people, groups of people that are mitzvah in the bris of this child. So the fact that Kol Yisrael is mitzvah, l'chora, if a person grabs the mitzvah, he's not fulfilling the father's mitzvah. The father's mitzvah is lost. The father can do his own mitzvah. If you hold shlucha shalom kamosa by mila, then he can delegate to someone else and still fulfill his own mitzvah. But if someone else grabs the mitzvah, or if the father doesn't know how to do the bris and doesn't make a shliach, so then someone else is fulfilling the mitzvah. That's not the father's mitzvah. You can't prove to me that the bris is still good, even though l'chatchila you needed a ma'isa ha'av in the bris milah. No, the reason why the bris is still good is because there's someone else who has a chiyuv to give the bris milah to the child, and he's yotze that mitzvah. But if no one else would have that chiyuv, maybe we could say that the bris is possible. If the bris has to be done through the father, v'ushteit, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila for the father. Maybe it's ma'akev v'di'evet, if the father is the only one who would have the mitzvah, and someone else does it, maybe the bris is possible, and this child will need a hatavas dan bris. You can't take the arlo off once it's off. But hatavas dan bris you can do. You can make a scratch, be motzi dam from the makam amila, and maybe that's the way to salvage. Just like a person who gets a bris mila not l'shem mitzvah, maybe he needs a hatava. Right? So you can do hatavas dan bris. Maybe that'll be necessary. But what's the raya of the Chasam Sofer? It's really a tell on the Chasam Sofer that he quoted this raya. It's not really such a good raya, because the reason why someone else can do the bris milah and it'll be kosher is because he does have a mitzvah to give a bris milah to this child. So if he grabs the mitzvah, he takes away the mitzvah of the father and he's mekayim his own mitzvah. That's why the bris milah is kosher. Is the Chasam Sofer assuming that there is no mitzvah in Kol Yisrael unless the father gives up his mitzvah? Until the father gives up his mitzvah, there is no mitzvah for anyone else? Is that what he's assuming? Maybe. Right? Maybe he's assuming that there is no mitzvah for anyone else as long as the father wants to do his mitzvah. So that's his raya, that it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila, because it just doesn't make any sense that you would need a hatavas dam bris if someone else gave the mitzvah. So it's only a din l'chatchila that you need ma'aseh bayilin, but it's not absolutely necessary. And this is the pilpul back and forth, the raya of the Chasam Sofer from Mila, as to whether his yisod by shlichus and kochim really is true, that there is this pasuk that seems to imply that you need ma'aseh bayilin for shlichus kochim. Which pasuk? The pasuk from which we derive shluchos shalom kemosim. If you don't need ma'aseh bayilin in the shlichus kochim, you don't need shlichus. Just anyone can do it, because you don't need ma'aseh bayilin. It must be that you need ma'aseh bayilin and shlichus works. So comes the Chasam Sofer and says, that's a din l'chatchila, but it's not ma'akev in the oven. And that's why a goy can bring a korban as well. The Pnei Yeshua offers two other answers to this kasha. First of all, he wants to say that maybe if it's Eifsha v'inyan achem, if it's not shayach for the goy to do the ma'aseh shechita, either through himself or through a shliach, because he doesn't have shlichus, and himself, he can't be in the azara, he can't come into the makom to do the shechita. If there's a pasuk yeshish that's mar begoyin that they can bring kachim, so bales brayer, we have no other way to interpret. There must be a gzeres hakasuv. Part of this gzeres hakasuv is that you don't need the ma'isa akam in the shechita, even though it goes against all the rules that we would have thought. It's not logical, because lechora, if you need ma'isa bailin and shechitas kachim, you should need it by kachim of a goy too. But it has to be like that. If you have ishish, the mukar of ishish, that's marba, that goy can be noted, the note of a carbon, so obviously you don't need ma'aseh bayilin for the carbon of a goy. So it breaks the rules. It's an exception to the rules. Nothing you can do about it. That's one answer that Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest. That if it's eifsha be'inyan acher, even though it really does break the rules and it's illogical, but that's what gzeres hakasuv is. The gzeres hakasuv of ishish includes this wrinkle of a chiddush, that the goy doesn't actually have to do the ma'aseh shechita either, because he can't. He can't do it himself, he can't be in the right place, and he can't do it through a shliach, so that's it. That's one answer to the Pnei Yeshua. But then he gives a second answer. The second answer is that maybe what Ishish really is teaching me is that the carbon that a goy brings is not the same type of carbon that a Yisrael brings. You see, whenever you have a ribuy that's marbeh, that there's another parsha, and there's an extension to a certain parsha, you always have to ask yourself, are these parshas really the same? Maybe it's just Stama Ribui Ba'alma. Stama Ribui Ba'alma can say that a goy can bring a carbon, but the halachos of a goy bringing a carbon are not necessarily the same as the halachos of the Yisrael bringing a carbon. According to the Pnei Yeshua's first answer, the halachos really are the same. It's really basically all the same. But there's one exception. There's one exception. There has to be an exception, because you can't have my goy in Shechitas Kochi. Pnei Yeshua's second answer is that no, maybe the halachas of the parsha of Kodshe Akum are different than Kodshe Yisro. It's different. It's a different parsha. Ishish is not saying that you should copy, you know, copy and paste. Copy paste, right? That's the phrase that we use nowadays. Right? Copy paste. Karban Yisrael applies to Karban God. All of the halachas, Karban Yisrael, Karban God. It's exactly the same. It's carbon copy, right? No, Ishish, this is Marbe. A goy can also bring a carbon. But it's not copy and paste. It has its own halachas. So you have to look in the psukim and see, is there a ribuy to tell me that you need shechitas bailim by kodshei akum? It doesn't say v'shochat by a goy. It says v'shochat by a carbon yisro. But it doesn't say v'shochat by a goy. You want to be marbe from ish that all of the halachas of carbon yisro apply to carbon goy? Who says? Ish, this is marbe. Kodshei akum, that's all. That a goy can bring a carbon, certain carbonis. But it's not marba, all of the halachas, it's a different parsha. It's a different parsha. There's kodshei Yisrael and kodshei akum, and they're not the same. We'll see something similar as we move on about trumas Yisrael and trumas akum. If a goy is mafresh truma, is it chal, is it not chal, does it have the same status as trumas Yisrael? Very important, right? You see that the Torah's marba, Kodshe Akum, or maybe Marba Trumas Akum. So you have to ask yourself a question, are these really the same parshios? It's just a ribuy to extend the parsha of Trumas Yisrael and Kodshe Yisrael to a goy? Well, no, it's stam a ribuy to say that there is some kind of halos kodshim by a goy, some kind of halos truma by a goy, but it's not the same as a Trumas Yisrael, as Kodshe Yisrael. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, maybe that's the pshat over here. You don't need the idea that since it's Eif Shabbin and Achim, and yet there's a Ribuy, so it has to be that you don't need Maisa Bailim by Shchitas Kotche Akum. You don't need such a fancy Torah. And it's a very difficult Torah. What, because it can't be, so therefore it has to be? No, because it can't be that the Goy can be a carbon without a Yisrael Shechting, even though he doesn't have Shlichus, therefore it has to be like that. Why? Maybe the conclusion we should draw is that he can't bring a carbon. So comes the Parashah and says, no, maybe a second answer is that Ish is not Marba the Parsha of carbon Yisrael to a Goy. It's just Marba that a Goy can bring a carbon, but it's not subject to the same rules. So if you don't have the word v'shochat in the parish of Kotche Akum to teach him that you need ma'isa bailam in the shechita of the carbon, then you don't need ma'isa bailam in the shechita of the carbon. Maybe Kotche Akum are not subject to the same rules as Kotche Yisrael, and that's why the guy can bring a carbon, even though he's not going to shecht himself, and he can't have a shliach. The Yisrael shechts. Yisrael shechts. He's not shechting for him. He's shechting the carbon. Maybe you don't need ma'isa bailam in the Kotche Akum because the parsha is different. The parsha of Kotche Akum and Kotche Yisrael, those two parshas are not the same. Okay. So this is just a discussion that the Achronim have to open up this idea of shlichus by kotchim. What kind of halacha is that? Do you need ma'isa bailam in shchita of kotchim? Is that only a din chatchila? What's the din of shchitas kotchei akum? Is it similar to kotchei Yisrael? Is it a different parsha? Not the same as kotchei Yisrael? Back and forth. Okay. Comes Tosfos now, and he asks a different kash. Yeshua ben Karcha learns Shluch Hashalom comes by Kotshim, Shchitas Kotshim from Shchitas Karben Pesach. What does he need Shchitas Karben Pesach? Nafgalei mid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says Tosfos from Tomer, Amai lo yalef the Shlichus mani be Kotshim and Shchitas Parashal Aaron. It itzrich lo ma shaya be Bailim ki dechsev chiper. In fact, we know that Aaron HaKohen on Yom Kippur brings a par v'soy, right? He brings a par. There's a sar anase b'fnim and a sar anase b'chutz, and there's also a par. Parshas Achrei Mos at the very beginning. So he brings the par, that's mechaper for his family and for Echov HaKohanim. Right? That's mechaper for Aaron and for the Sheva Levi, for Tumas Mikdash the Kodoshov, if they came into the Beis HaMikdash, the Tuma, so they need a Kaparas, that's what the Parachatos is going to be mechaper for. Right? So there's a par that Aaron brings. It's a Korban Chatos, but a special Chatos for Yom Kippur. Yeah? So, Frek Tosfos, why can't we learn from Parashal Aaron? It says, V'shochad es Parachatos Asher Lo, that Aaron Davka has to shech the par of Yom Kippur. So let's learn from that you need Aaron to shech the par. Shlichus doesn't work. The Kohen Gadol himself has to shech the par in Yom Kippur. So Shlichus doesn't work by the Parashal Aaron, Parashal Kohen Gadol. But let's learn from that Shlichus does work by Shar Kotchim. By Shar Kotchim, you don't need Bailim. What does that mean by Shar Kotchim, you don't need Bailim? You need Bailim, but you don't need Bailim Mamish, right? You need the Maisa Bailim, but Shlucho Shalom Kamoso can be in place of the Bailim. That's what Taisa says. Why don't we learn from Parashal Aaron that Parshal Aaron has to be Shechta Dafka by Aaron of the Kohen Gadol, but all of the Kotchim, Shlichus should work. You need Bailim, but Shlichus should work. It's a very interesting question, because the simple answer to Tosis Kash is what? If we were to learn from Parshal Aaron, we wouldn't learn Shlichus by Kotchim, we would learn what? Again, Tosis is assuming that the Jerush is teaching me two things. That you need Bailim by Shchitas Parashal Aaron, but by other Kotchim, even though you need Bailim in the Shchita, Shlucho Shalom Kamosa works in place of the Bailim. What could you have answered this kasha? You could have said, no, if you learn from Parashal Aaron, then you learn that all other Kotchim doesn't need Maisa Bailim at all. Right? Not that Shlichus works by all other Kotchim. By Parashal Aaron, you need the Maisa Bailim and Shlichas doesn't work. By all of the Kachim, you need Maisa Bailim and Shlichas does work. No, who says that that's your drasha? Maybe the drasha should be Parashal Aaron requires Bailim. All other Shchitas Kachim doesn't require Bailim at all. Shchitas Ksheira Bizarre. So anyone can shaft it. A Kohen can shaft it. Yisrael can shaft it. The Bailim can shaft it. Anyone can shaft it. Who says that Shchitas Kachim requires Bailim Bechalal? Hoses was assuming, yeah, Avada, Shlita's Kachim requires Bailim, but I learned from Parshal Aaron, Shlichus doesn't work. By Shar Kachim, Shlichus doesn't work. Maybe that's not the Diuk. Maybe the Diuk would have been that by Parshal Aaron you need Dafka the Bailim, by all of the Kachim you don't need Bailim at all. Right? Not that Shlichus works. You don't even need Shlichus. Maybe someone can shech the carbon against the will of the Bailim, without telling the Bailim. Without a minu shlichas. So it's interesting, you know, just as you read the Kashi, you have to understand that Tosis is making two assumptions here, right? He's saying that the diuk is that that Parshal Aaron requires Maisa Bailim, Dafka Maisa Bailim, shlichas doesn't work. But all of the Kachim, shlichas works, even though you need Maisa Bailim. So that should be the mocker for shlichas by all of the Kachim. Why do you need Vishahatu also? Why do you need Karban Pesach? Let's learn from Parshal Aaron. It's not at all Mukhruch. If we learn from Parshal Aaron, from that Diuk, you might say that by all of the Kachim, maybe Shlichus is not necessary, that anyone can shout the Karban. Maybe I don't need Maisa Bailim at all. So that Be'emes is really the simplest answer. Who says this answer? I don't know if you got to the end of the Maimon Kalmus. Tosfos HaRosh suggests this in one answer. You probably didn't get there, but I didn't want to derail you in the Tosfos. So there's a lot in the Tosfos, the Marsha and the Kaini Re'em. But if and when you get to the Tosfos HaRosh, you'll see that his first answer is, I'm sorry, second answer is, the lo shayach lemeilev shlichus mehasim el b'chai gavna ik lemeilev to bepar shal aron hitzuch hakosuf shchita b'vailim. Maybe the diuk would be that by par shal aron you need shchita b'vailim, avol shar kabonas lo be'ina das b'vailim klal. Even if the Bailim say, don't check the carbon, don't check it. I want someone else to check it. Who says you have to listen to them? Who says they can control? Maybe if you check without the Das Bailim, it works. Caution. It's still caution. The Pesach, the Chsibbe, the Shachadu, also, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, the Hitzich, Lekulam, Lishcha, the Pasuk by Karban Pesach says, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael shechts the Karban Pesach. What all of Klal Yisrael shechts, what does that mean? Hitzich, Kulam, Lishchot, Ukshashachadu, Echad Choshev, Kilu Shachadu, Kulam, Yizeyeh Shlomo, the Shulam Shlom Kemoso. Karban Pesach is special. It says everyone has to shech the Karban. How does everyone shech the Karban? It means there has to be a Maisa Bailim. The Pasuk itself says that you need a Maisa Bailim and Shchitas Karban Pesach. So that's the mocker, that even though everyone has to shecht, and yet not everyone shechts, one person shechts for everyone, that tells me Shluchos Shalom Kemoso. But from Parshal Aaron, what's the Diyuk B'chlal? But Parshal Aaron, I need Maisa Bailim, therefore what? By other Kachim what? Even though I need Maisa Bailim, Shlichus works, who says you need Maisa Bailim by all of the Kachim? Maybe I'll be medayik from Parashal Aaron that by all of the kachim, even balkarchim of the bailim you can shecht it. I don't need maaser bailim and shechitas kachim echlal. So that's why I need the pasuk by Karban Pesach to teach me shlichas, because there the pasuk itself says you need maaser bailim. And nevertheless, one person can shecht on behalf of everyone else. So that shows you shlichos shalom kemoso. That's the Tosfos HaRosh's answer to Tosfos Kashi. Meaning he says the whole Kashi never began because Tosfos is making assumptions that just don't exist, right? He's creating, you know, it's a smokescreen Tosis is creating over here, right? He makes two assumptions, but who says his assumptions are really correct? Tosis assumes, Avada you need Maisa Bailim by Shchitas Kachim in general, but I'll be Medayek from Parashal Aaron. The Parashal Aaron, Dafka need the Bailim, by all of the Kachim, Shlichos can work in place of the Bailim. Up to Tosis Rosh, who says? Maybe the Diyak would be that you don't need Bailim at all by the other Kachim. That's why I need Karban Pesach, where the Pasuk itself says you need the Bailim, and Kamash Malon, that Shlichas works in place of the bank. Jacob.
According to that, what connects the one who's doing a Shlichas to the Baal? If he didn't point the message to
who says we need a connection? It's the Baal's carbon. It's Nikrav on behalf of the Baal. But who says that the Shlichas has to be the Baal Shlichas? Is there any halacha that if I own a behemah, and someone shechts it, that I have to appoint him to shecht the behemoth for it to be kosher. Let's say someone sits my behemoth and shechts the behemoth. It's kosher lechalutin. But that's hechsher on the shechita. They just didn't realize it was a stolen behemoth. So is that kosher b'achila? It's kosher? Of course it's kosher. So maybe by kachim too. Maybe if someone shechts the behemoth, I wasn't happy. I wanted to be mechabit someone. I had a Rosh Hashiva coming to my house. I wanted to be mechabit him with the shechitas kachim, and you grabbed it. Right? Someone grabbed it and did it. Is it not kosher? Okay, I'm not happy with what you did, but is it not kosher? Maybe it's still kosher. Maybe I don't need my sahabayim. But if you assume that you need shlichas by shchitas kachim, maybe it's taka puzzle. Maybe it didn't work. You didn't have ma'isa bailin in the shchita. So then, it's kosher ba'achila. If it would be chulin, the carbon is going to be puzzle because the bailin didn't shech the carbon. Very big difference.
Isn't it a chiddush that we could do something on someone else's behalf? Like if I do something, what makes it
is actually? It's not. If you hold it, you don't need ma'isa bailin in shchita of chulin, let's say, right? Which is the posh of pshat. You don't need ma'isa b'ayla. So the pshat is, if I shech your animal, maybe I did something you didn't want, but the animal is still kosher b'achila.
It's not his shchita.
It's not who's shchita? The b'aylam shchita? Who cares? But the animal is geshochted. The animal was shechted properly. The simonim were cut properly. So what's the problem?
By a carbon, if I own an animal and someone else does, he brings it as his carbon. Who's carbon?
He didn't bring it as his carbon. I didn't say he brought it as his carcass. He's not stealing the carving. He's just doing the shchita. The shchita, the ritzui and the hakrava are not in the shchita. The shchita is a hechsher for the hakrava. Right? Shchita is ksheira bizar. It has to be shechted. Then after it's shechted, there's a zrika, there's a haktara, seimurim. Right? We bring parts of the carbon on the mizbeach. He's not bringing it for himself. He's shechting my carbon. Is there anything wrong with his shchita? So what that he's not the bailim? Who says I need ma'isa bailim in the shchita? Taos is assuming, of course I need ma'isa bailim in the shchita. And that's why I could learn from Parashal Aaron that Bashar Kodshim Shlichus works. I don't need the ma'isa bailim. So why can't I? Let's just see the Teretz of Tosus. V'yesh lama d'ha d'mematinan mi Parashal Aaron haynu chatas dafka d'mi the Parashal Aaron. Where will we learn shlichus by kachim only by carbon chatas? Do me the parashal aron. Parashal aron is a type of chatas. Shechatas para chatas hashalom. So I would say that what? Dafka parashal aron, you need ma'isa bailam and shlichus doesn't work. But by other what? Other chatos. By other karbonos chatas, then shlichus will work. I wouldn't know that shlichus works by ola and shlomim and osham, only chatas. Behind the time of Mishim the Bechatas, Ksiv Oso, Afilo Balkorcho, Yakriv Oso, even Balkorcho, Hilka, Kevin the Isa, Lekaman, Makivin Oso Balkorcho, Dinu Shiasa Shliach. Since we're Makriv a carbon Chatas Balkorcho of the Bailim, so I would say that he can make a Shliach. Abel Shar Kabonas, Delo Makriv in Balkorcho, Lo Hava Yadin, and Shiachal Asa Shliach, Ilo Denafkale Midrib Shiv and Korcho. But by other kachin, other karbanas like olos and shlomim, that you can't be makir bal karacham, so I would think that you can't do shlichus. That shlichus doesn't work. So Tosus gives a different answer. He says that I would learn from Parashal Aaron that dafka dumi de Parashal Aaron. Parashal Aaron is the karban chatas. The Parashal Aaron is special. There you need ma'isa bailin. But by other chatos, shlichus will work. But I don't have a marker that by other types of kavanas besides chata shlichus is going to work. By ola, shlomim, etc., I wouldn't have a marker that shlichus would work. This is a very difficult tosis from beginning to end. First of all, tosis says that it says also by chatas melamed she makivin also bal karchum. It doesn't say also by chatas. It says also by which carbon? By ola, not by chatas. That's first of all. The pasuk is a problem. What's more, the Mishnah in Erechin says that you're not allowed to be kofa a person to bring a carbon chatas. Punk flakhead from what Tosis is saying. That's the Marsha's kasha. The exact opposite of what Tosis is saying. Tosis says by chatas you can bring it bal karachim, and that's the reason why shlichus works. By all of the karbanos he can't. It's a pella. First of all, his mocker that you can bring it bal karachim also malavet shem makriv and also bal karachim. It's not by chatas, it's by ol. Right. Secondly, the Mishnah in Erechin says that you can't force a person to bring a carbon chatas. And thirdly, what's the svar of Tosfos? But Tosa is saying, I'll give you a svara. Hayna taima. It's not only a pasuk, it's a svara. Since you can be makir also balkarcha, you can force him to bring a karmakatas, din hu, that he can make a shliach. It's logical that he should be able to make a shliach. Ipcha mistabra. What, if I can force him to bring a carbon, that shows that he can make a shliach? I think that shows that he can't make a shliach. Why? He's not the violin. He's not in control. We can't say Beitalia Milsa. What is Tosus talking about? Mamish Mitchilosam Biatsofim. Tosus is a Pele Otsum. Pele Otsum. So Taka, what does the Marsha do? He flips it. Flips the whole Girsa. He flips the Girsa to say, no. It says also by Karban Ola, not by Chadas. Chadas, you can or can't be Makir Valkarachim. Cannot. Ain Mashkinin Chavei Chatos. We don't take a Mashkin on Chavei Chatos. Taking a Mashkin means you're going to force the guy to bring the carbon, because if he doesn't bring it, then we're going to force him with the Mashkin. We're not Kofa Chavei Chatos. Pum Vakai. We're Kofa by Olus Ushlamin, but not by Karban Chatos. So, that explains everything, says the Marsha. Also, it's really by Ola, not by Chatos. The Tosus really meant that you're not going to be able to force him to bring a Karban Chatas. And if you can't force him to bring a Karban Chatas, that's dafka one, Shlichus is going to work. Because if you can't force him, if it can't be Bal Karacha, so that shows what? Beitalia Milsa. It shows that he's in control. So if he's in control of the situation, you can't force him to bring a Karban Chatas, so it makes sense that he should be able to make a Shliach. That's how the Marsha wants to learn Tosus. But it's not so partial, because there really are different makaras. There are makaras lakana lakana as to whether you can force someone to bring a carbon chatas, whether you can't force them to bring a carbon chatas. So we'll have to look, we'll have to analyze. Look at the mission in Erchin, look at the mission in Krisus, and the different Rishonim on the Mishnayas, and we'll have to look at the Karnei Re'im and figure out what really is the Pshat and Tosus. Seems to be Machlokas from Arsha and the Karnei Re'im, how to learn Tosus. Under what circumstance can you actually force a person to bring a carbon chatas? So look at some of the makaras and we'll compare notes to them.